Welcome to another EbizQ podcast.
Hello, EbizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mulla, managing editor of EbizQ. I'm speaking today with Birgo Hald, who is CEO of Medallia. Thanks for joining me today, Birgo.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So for those of us who aren't familiar with Medallia, can you tell us what Medallia does and what's new in the company?
Sure, absolutely. You know, we're a software as a service company, and we focus on building customer experience management software. And that's a bit of a mouthful, but it basically is all about making companies customer-centric. So over the last few years, we've been deployed with about 50,000 end users. And a lot of the, you know, regular companies that you would go to on an everyday basis, you know, will have our systems deployed. So Tells, for example, if you were to stay at a Four Seasons, they will have a Medallia system. If you were to go to a specialty retailer like Sephora, they would use Medallia as well. And the various financial services institutions such as Fidelity and Amex have also deployed Medallia systems. So the core functionality really is it's all about capturing customer feedback from sort of every key customer interaction point. And so what is, you know, meaning sort of every key moment in the customer experience to capture information from that and then feed that into one big sort of single enterprise-wide web application where users from throughout the organization can sort of go and analyze and action that data. They really need to get an idea of, you know, what customers like and what they don't like and what they can do to improve it. And the system will also engage users by pushing information out and making sure that busy people get reminded about what's going on. Did that give you, you know, some idea of Medallia?
Yes, that sounds great. The other question I had for you is, I know you had a recent announcement about a developer network that you started. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there are really four key functionality areas here at Medallia that we support as a company. So the first area is really the information capture, which is, you know, it's about capturing information from the web. It's about capturing information using surveys, support web surveys, and we support, you know, all kinds of other offline methodologies as well, such as phone and so on and so forth. And the other part is really about informing the organization using infographics and sort of compelling reports. The third part is really about interactive analytics. It's the user, you know, in a more traditional BI way going in there, slicing, dicing, finding the answers to their questions. And the fourth part is about customer outreach. It's really about communicating with customers, recording their answers, and managing the relationships in a structured way. The thing is, what we found is that, you know, these companies that we work with, they have their own unique ways of doing things. And we try to support the core needs they have, but sometimes it's really only one company that wants to have this particular report or have this particular workflow. So what we decided to do is, instead of saying no the whole time or instead of demanding that companies all do things the same way, we thought, why don't we open the system up and allow essentially the companies themselves to add custom functionality very easily and very cleanly into the application. And that way, they can still feel like they can build a competitive advantage. They can truly kind of wrap the system around some very unique processes that's core to them internally, as opposed to sort of having to adapt to what Medallia has decided is the right way to go. So we launched an API. It is in private beta, and it's been out now for a couple of months. And so we have some of our customers currently developing to it. And we really think it's going to be a huge benefit both to existing customers and really to the creativity of the internal creativity of Medallia as well, where it's so much easier to add functionality, and it's so much easier to customize and do things that otherwise we'd be reluctant to do in our regular code base.
That's great to hear. Before the podcast started, we had discussed a little bit about a term that you use, customer intelligence. What exactly is customer intelligence?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I don't think it's very sharply defined, to be honest with you, right? I mean, I think that you talk to people, and I think that they will have their own definition. It's one of these, I think it's an emerging term in many ways. So I think that we're still defining it. I mean, if I were to just give you the answer, you know, right now, I really think it's, if you think of BI is really about, it's really applications and technologies for sort of gathering, storing, analyzing, and providing access to business users for them to make better decisions. And I think customer intelligence, the way that I see it, really is really BI focused on the customer. Clearly, the main Like, a big difference is the type of information. I think customer intelligence has to have a lot of customer experience data in there. So things like satisfaction scores, net promoter scores, loyalty segmentation, things like that. But it's also going to have more traditional things like sales data, demographic segment data, usage, these kind of things. But I think right now it's pretty reasonable to think of it as analytics done on customer-specific data. Does that resonate with you, Jessica?
It does. Yeah, that makes sense to me.
So one of the things that I think is kind of interesting, and I don't know if you saw this, but it's interesting why it's emerging now. And I was just reading this article in HBR where they talked about this millennium's management ideas. And it's interesting, you know, I think trend number three they talked about there is called the customer chorus. And they're pointing out that there's a range of sort of technical and social developments where that sort of drives the customer voice to a completely new level in terms of importance. So they mentioned things like how Amazon's kind of rating systems, I can add, of course, you know, things like Yelp and TripAdvisor, all of these things make the customer voice a lot more important. And I think there's a general need for companies to, like, I think companies in some ways have seen themselves more as a logistics operation, where
right.
we kind of take our raw materials, we push it out, and we kind of, those that want it can come here and get it. And I think that there's a bit of a shift there where companies are getting more interested in really getting that relationship with the end customer. And it's a real shift. And as that happens, you sort of really need tools to analyze that, you know, that area, and you need tools to actually act on it as well. And I think that's, that kind of can explain, you know, an increase in interest in this particular area.
Yeah, that definitely resonates with me. I was just at a Web 2.0 conference in New York City a couple months ago, back in November, and there was actually a BI company there, and they looked at data for airline companies, customer feedback for airline companies, and they were saying some of the same things. So, and that was just a couple months ago. So definitely.
Well, one of the things that's kind of interesting, you know, I don't know if you saw, but have you heard of the ACSI index?
Yes, I have. Can you explain that a little more, though?
Yeah, the ACSI index is a really great tool, and I would recommend for anybody who's interested in customer experience trends to go there. It's out of the University of Michigan, and it tracks customer satisfaction for the biggest, you know, well-known, I think it's about, you know, 250 or 300 companies in the country. It tracks the customer satisfaction with those companies, and it goes all the way back to the early 90s.
Wow.
You really get
they actually have that data. That's cool.
Yeah. And the thing that's so interesting is there was a steady decline for the longest time until, you know, the early 2000s, and then it started to climb.
Mm-hmm.
And one pattern that you just saw, which is very unique, it's truly a breakout pattern, is that during recessions, you've typically seen these scores dip. And it kind of makes sense. Companies, you know, they care about other things for a while. They cut costs, they outsource, they merge, they get into financial trouble, they cut people. All of these things would make, kind of take your eyes off the ball a little bit. But this time around, it hasn't been that way. In fact, the scores have continued to climb throughout this recession. And, you know, it's hard to tell. You know, why is that, right? But, I mean, you know, we've certainly in our industry seen a lot of deployment, and I think there's a sense that social media, all of these rating systems, and this trend towards wanting to get that customer relationship going has really protected this area more this time around than it has in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So again, that's my hypothesis. What do you think?
Yeah, I would have to agree. I mean, obviously you would know more than me about it, but from what I've just heard talking to different people from different companies, yes, that seems to be the trend. I would agree with that. Well, thank you very much for joining me today, Birga, and it was a very good conversational podcast.
Sure. You're more than welcome. It was a pleasure.
Thanks.
This has been an EbizQ podcast.